Honoring Veterans Day. Did you know this was an actual march and not the theme to Monty Python's Flying Circus?
I did not.
Yes. Called the Liberty Bell March.
Well, I
actually
like
marched to this
it.
When I was in the Army one time. And the funny part was, you had to keep from laughing. Even our NCO was starting to laugh a little, you know? Because he didn't know the band was going to start playing this song, and here we are marching along. It's like you want to do the March of Funny Walks or something, you know? So, yeah. It's called the Liberty Bell March. Poor Liberty Bell. That's going to be forever, you know, acquainted with the parrot and the lumberjacks, which are mattresses and all that kind of stuff. Oh, well. All right, so did you hear this? Michael. I have to introduce Michael first. Michael Loudon on the other side of the glass, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. There he is, in all of his glory, and he's keeping me awake, which is a good thing, because I'm starting to slide down the hill a little, but that's okay. It's because I'm usually here early in the morning,
yes.
And I was this morning, and it's been a long day, but that's okay. When you love radio this much, you do things. You fill in for your friends. No, Roger really doesn't need a break.
Yeah.
Man, he chipped a tooth. I feel so bad, because that exposes a nerve. Every breath is an adventure and pain. You know, so I hope he's better. And he didn't have any power at his house.
Oh.
Crud.
Even
man,
worse.
Man, it's like El Double Whammo here. So he couldn't have any phone or anything. So, speaking of landline phones. All right. So, did you hear the story on CBS about CPR and the fact that, you know, whatever. Okay. I used to teach CPR when I was in the Army. And I'd go all around and teach people how to do it. And what happened was it was two-person CPR. You'd start doing CPR, and then if a person came in and says, I know CPR, you'd switch. But if you were doing one-person CPR, it was 15 compressions on the chest, two breaths. 15 compressions, two breaths. Then it switched. If somebody else came in, you would do five compressions, and as you do the fifth one, they would blow, you know, one breath to five.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're teaching one-person CPR. And we have a PSA.
Yes, we do.
That demonstrates this very well. And the first thing that popped into my head was the song.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive
there you go.
Is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives.
There you go.
To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only.
Now I have the song on my iPod.
I am
nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
I could just see somebody doing CPR and singing to themselves, right? Stay, you know. And it's kind of an interesting song to do CPR too. I'm going to tell you though that if you happen to be the only one there. And you do that, then you greatly increase, and you may not think so, but you do. And I'm here to tell you that because when I was in the Army, a couple of times I had to do CPR on somebody. And the one time they didn't make it, but it was a massive heart attack. The other time they did, and I had help. I had somebody come running in and helped out. But what it does is it keeps blood pumping to the primary parts of the body that need it, the brain, the lungs. And so you keep them alive long enough until somebody can come in with a defibrillator or until they can use some other measures to start the heart up. So, you know, if you haven't learned how to do CPR, learn how to do CPR.
Yeah, I learned it in a health class in high school.
Yeah.
Passed it and got my certificate.
There you go. Yeah, I actually had a fun time teaching it. It was fun. And there used to be a war between the American Heart Association and the American Red Cross over which way was the right way. And so you have to get, if you wanted to teach it, you had to be certified in both. And I was certified both with the Red Cross and the American Heart Association. Now everybody's that one big happy family. But if there's no portable defibrillator, then you need to. And there's a lot of portable defibrillators around.
Yeah, there are.
But you need to you need to know how to do that, and it's not that hard. And trust me, you'll do a lot of good. So just remember the "Staying Alive" song, and you're all right.
Staying alive.
It's like she said, disco's alive again, and it's saving lives. It looks good for something. That's good. So, all right. So this professor is at Michigan State University. I asked my daughter if she was going to have him. She said no. He was teaching a class. I think it was an IHA class, which is, I don't know what that is, on literature, cultures, and identities. He's a 26-year veteran of the faculty. He was removed from the classroom on September 5th, days after a video surfaced of his anti-GOP rant to the students in his classroom. He says, and I quote in the video, "If you go to the Republican convention in Florida, you'll see all the old Republicans with dead skin cells washing off them. They're cheap. They don't want to pay taxes because they've already raped this country and gotten everything out they could possibly want. They don't want you to pay. They don't want to pay for your tuition because who are you? Well, to me, you're somebody." So he was pretty much, yeah. Now he is going to teach two small courses next semester in his creative writing. And in the meantime, as part of MSU's commitment, according to a spokesperson of the university, to create a learning environment characterized by mutual respect and civility, which none of that was. If you see the rant, you'll know. A faculty committee created by academic governance continues to review the responsibilities of faculty members and the impact of social media on teaching and learning. You think? So that begs the question, oh friend of mine in the other room. Should universities start looking at how things are taught and how syllabi are being developed, especially with the impact of social media? Is this something they have to look at?
Yeah, I would think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a situation where we're in a 24-hour news cycle. But I'm going to tell you that there are times when I get more news off Facebook than I do off any of the major networks. Seriously.
Yeah, I do too.
I found out about the Kalamazoo Growlers name 3 minutes after it happened on Facebook. One of my friends posted. And I had no reason to doubt him. You know, he was a legitimate, so that makes us all reporters, dude. Did you know that?
I guess so.
Boy, that's a scary thought. He was doing other aspects of his job, research and outreach. But anyway, he warns the students that, quote, "If they're a closet racist, I'm coming after you." Really?
Whoa.
So what is the difference between a closet racist and a regular racist? A regular racist is one that lets it out in the open and lets you know point blank who it is. And a closet racist is somebody who doesn't say anything unless they're within a friendly group and they know they're not going to be whipped around. Is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like it, kind of, you know. That's a closet racist are usually people that start off a phrase by, "I'm not racist, but."
I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked Archie Bunker. You may not know who he is.
Oh, yeah,
he
All in the Family.
Lead. All in the Family. Archie Bunker had the right idea. He goes, "I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody." Okay. If that's what you want to be, you know. You be a hater all you want to, you know. Do you know the reason why Carol O'Connor took that part?
Why?
So that he could provide a demonstration of what not to do or how not to be. Because he was the most unracist person I think I've ever heard. I listened to some of his stuff and some of his his interviews and things like that. He was such a mild-mannered, nice. And, I mean, when you get him on that show, it's called acting.
Yeah, seriously. Definitely.
Seriously acting. continuing in the video, I like this. This is cool. Quote, "Ann Romney, a first lady? And remember this, if you're going to be a greedy bastard your whole life and just try to get things, in order to be rich like Mitt Romney and hide all your income offshore in the Cayman Islands, you have to be, think about it, Mitt Romney." Anybody here want to be Mitt Romney? I mean, him? I mean, married to her? Wow. Whew, boy. So if you type in Professor William Penn on YouTube, you can see the entire diatribe. So he is going to return to the classroom teaching two classes of creative writing. How much you want to bet those classes are going to be full?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Standing room only, baby? Huh? "I want to get a Professor Penn class. I did. I wanted to be. It was going to be fun." I just wonder, if he's going to be true to his roots, will he let loose a little bit in this creative writing class?
We'll have to see.
I mean, seriously. Who knows? But I bet there are people just jumping at the chance to take his classes. I mean, it's going to make it incredibly popular because there are people who believe in what he believes in. Seriously. I mean, you talk to an incredibly left-wing person, and they'll tell you the same thing about Mitt Romney he did. And if you go to somebody on the right wing, they're going to be just as denigrating against the president of the United States.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's the way things are. Then those of us in the middle, we just sit and watch and laugh.
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah, just interesting. Interesting stuff. All right, so you know all the stuff about Obamacare that's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the president calls it Obamacare. Okay, give me a break.
So it's okay if we call it
apparently,
that?
Apparently, yes, because he calls it that. He's referred to it as an Obamacare, too. I want to know your opinion when we come back. Your
okay.
opinion, anybody else, seeing Texas at 80373 or call in at 382-4280. If the Republicans are quietly chuckling over this because now it's not them that are stepping on it or in it for the night of the elections next year, is this going to cloud the minds of voters again?
Hmm.
It is a trifecta.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is $165 million. Get your ticket today.
590 WKZO. It is the trifecta. It is Jim. It is Michael. Hopefully Roger's feeling better.
Yes.
They put him under, I would be. Or, you know, laughing gas or something. I love gas. Oh. They can put me, get me laughing gas and pull every tooth in my head. I don't care. You know, I'm just serious. It's like, alright, whatever. Only time I've really had anesthesia is when I had my wisdom teeth out on the bottom.
Okay.
I had one taken out in the Army and the other one taken out at some other time. And I had really weird, the roots were curved and everything.
Ooh.
So they had to drill, you know, to bust it up in three pieces. So I'm peacefully sleeping away. There are some IVs that are very friendly. All right, count backwards. Well, too late. So he has some fun. But anyway, he's getting some dental work done. So we'll hopefully see him tomorrow. All right, so Senior Mike.
Yes.
I gave you the task over the break. So all of the polls indicated that after the government shutdown and all that kind of stuff, that the Republicans were pretty much under the gun. They were the ones that were being blamed for this. Not the Democrats, not the president, the Republicans. Okay? Are they kind of snickering a little bit now because of all of the semi-outrage that's being directed at the president and his party? And they're kind of going, ha, 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 how you like it?
Yeah, I would definitely have to say so. I mean, the Democrat, the heats are on them now because of the fact of all the problems that have been going on with the healthcare website.
Yeah, the titular head of the Democratic Party is the president because he's a Democrat, and he's catching a little flack here. His big thing throughout his presidency has been respect and trust. In other words, you know, you may not like what he says, but he's not going to be pulling your leg. This thing about, all right, coming out and saying, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Guess what?
Nope.
Oh, no, you couldn't. And
yeah.
Now to backtrack, and we talked with Representative Upton about this, to backtrack is not going to work.
Mm-mm.
There are a lot of states that are saying, we're not doing that, you know? I mean, you might try to go for something else, but I don't know if insurance companies want to send retraction letters.
Yeah, because I got a letter in the mail saying that I was no longer going to be able to use my insurance, so I was planning on using the Obamacare website to get some health insurance from there. And
Did you get through?
Yes, I actually did. I got all the way to the final stage. I just haven't finalized it yet.
Well, you better quick.
Well, I'm gonna go over it with my mom, and we're gonna look at the best plan for me.
There you go. All right. Well, it just seems to me that the Republicans are kind of going because the Democrats are catching it a little bit. Now, what I want to know is when the election comes around next year, are both sides going to get the tough questions? Are voters going to I hate to use this cliche again, but hold their feet to the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, 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 you know, what's going on? First of all, the Republicans held up the government for 14 or 15 or 16 days or whatever it was. And now the Democrats come along, screwed up Obamacare. The administration totally stooped that one up. I mean, seriously, they have over 200 errors?
Yeah.
Who are you getting to program this thing, the Three Stooges?
Yeah, it should have been all laid out beforehand.
Thank you. Now, I'm not a computer expert.
And neither am I.
But isn't there this thing called a beta test?
Yeah.
That you run like a test to get all the kinks worked out.
That is true.
Uh-huh. Where was the beta test?
I didn't see
I
one.
I don't remember one. Yeah. I don't know if you could run. I would imagine you could probably run one maybe in a smaller, you know, to catch any kind of an error or something. But, man, I would think that you would have, that you would just, because they said that it could handle the kind of traffic that it was getting. And it could. It crashed and burned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, I know this has nothing to do with healthcare, but even video game companies like Xbox hold beta tests. I mean, I got an invitation to try out Halo Reach before that came out, and they had an online game, 1 versus 100, that was a beta test before they fully put that out. So, I mean, even video game companies could do it.
You work out the kinks, man.
Yeah.
You work out the kinks, and then you put it online. You could work out the kinks and then go through it and go, hey, 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 and say, huh! You know, here we go. So I'm just wondering. I know was it August? So we're like 9 months at least, 9.5 months away
yeah.
from even a close to a primary election. But it just seems to me that the Republicans have been catching it for a long time now. Now it's time. The Democrats, and they're talking about, well, we're not going to give up on Obamacare. No, 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 we can't do that. We can't give up on Obamacare. Yeah, but when nobody can get it, how are you? I mean, and you're a Democrat, the president is a Democrat, you get lumped in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to tell you this, but you do. It's just like Republicans get lumped into the boat with Ted Cruz and with John Boehner and whatever's happening. They get lumped. They may not want to get lumped. And there's some Republicans that don't like being lumped with their own kind. Rand Paul, for instance, Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, a bunch of them that want to, you know, split apart. But, you know, it's not. I think it's funny. I just think it's funny of the simple fact that, you know, the Republicans have been catching flack for so long over stuff that they did. And then this happens. And it's like, oh, all is forgotten.
Yep. Shoes on the other foot
now. Yeah, it is, and it's not very happy.
No.
So. This one's taken a while, too. I mean, it was 16 days. This is going to take months. We're talking to the end of the month that this is supposedly supposed to be right. So, oh, well. Que sera. All right, CBS News is next. We're going to talk about getting rid of your landline phone. What do you think about them apples? It's the trifecta, 590 WKZO. I have always liked this song. Movie, not so much. Book, awesome.
I haven't seen the movie.
Read the book. It'll scare the crap out of you. 590 WKZO is the trifecta, brought to you in part by the Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. It's Jim. It's Michael on this Monday. Nice to have you here. Do you still have a landline phone at your house? At your new house?
No, I just have a cell phone.
What about mom and dad?
Yes, they do still have a landline, but they are thinking about getting rid of it and just going to a cell phone, possibly, which mm-hmm. they already have. But then my mom was thinking, well, my dad doesn't have a cell phone, then he probably won't get one, so they might just keep the landline.
My parents have a landline, and they have a cell phone. It'll teach me to drink water before I go anywhere. Apparently, there is a proposal making its way through the legislature in Lansing that would allow phone companies to discontinue landline service with just 90 days beginning in 2017. So, I know the number of landline customers has dropped to 2.6 million in 2012 in Michigan, and wireless customers are 9.3 million. In 2012. And voice over internet protocol phone service, VoIP or whatever, cable provided wireless service, which you can get, has increased to 1.4 million since the FCC started tracking it in 2008. Now, there's this gentleman who lives in Chesterfield Township, Bill Wayland. He is arguing that he needs a landline for a couple of reasons. One is that his son is disabled, does not have the fine motor skills to use a cell phone. But the one that really gets to me, and this is the one I guess I would have to ask state lawmakers if they know what's going to happen. If you have an alarm system at your house,
mm-hmm.
it is hardwired through your phone lines. Because as I found out on a couple of occasions, when the alarm goes off, you can't call. The line's busy. You cannot call out. That's how it sends the signal to the alarm company. It's through the phone lines. So could somebody in Lansing, representative or senator, please explain to me if the alarm companies have said we can do this through a wireless system. Because if you can do it through a wireless system, then that's fine.
Yeah.
If you need a landline to do this, then aren't you putting people's lives in peril? If they have an alarm system through whoever, EDT or, you know, whatever, EPT, I think, or something, or John's alarm system, I don't know, whatever. If they have to use a landline to indicate if somebody breaks into the house or a fire or a carbon monoxide or a medical emergency, if they have to use a landline to indicate to the alarm company that something is wrong, how are they going to do it without a landline?
I have no idea.
That's what I would like to know. Does someone thought about this before you decide you want to ramrod through a, you know, I if there's a wireless way to do it, that's fine, I guess. That's fine by me, but I'm just trying to figure out how. Because most, if not all, alarm systems that are in a house are hardwired into your phone lines. Now, if you're not using the landline, but you still have a phone line in your house, and just the alarm company's using it, and they can call you via your, it can still get to the alarm company, then more power to you. But I'm trying to figure out. That plus the fact that when you get out in the, well, okay, I'll use me for an example. Stupid phone here, okay? 5 miles outside of Kalamazoo, and I'm in a dead zone, okay? Seriously. Can you, if you're living in that area and you get no cell service at all, and believe me, there are places in Michigan that do not get cell service, trust me. Wouldn't a landline be, I mean, that would be what you'd need to get through.
Yeah, you would definitely need that.
You know, I mean, it seems to me that that's the way it would be anyway. Jim in Schoolcraft, how you doing?
Fine, Jim. How are you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I just like to make a comment and stuff. I have impaired vision, and if I had an emergency call with a cell phone, I would be up the creek without a paddle,
mm-hmm.
hitting buttons and trying to get some help. It would be almost impossible, like I say. Even the TV remote and stuff, I just listen to it anyway. But anyway, I can't really push the buttons on there. I can't find them.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. My concern is with the alarm situation. If you had an alarm in your house, it's hardwired into the phone system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling this antiquated technology, okay? Then you better have an answer for everybody who has EPT and who has, you know, all the alarm systems. How are you going to alert the alarm company when something goes wrong in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. And in like you said, in some cases with people who have impaired vision or who may be disabled, and that phone, I mean, a regular phone is their connection because it's a clear, always, and it's always clear. I mean, except mm-hmm. in a thunderstorm when you're not supposed to use it anyway. But I mean, it's a relatively clear. You know, there are very few dead zones. In a phone, unless you just flat out don't have phone service. Almost everybody has phone service, landline anyway. So yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they thought this through.
No.
I really don't.
Oh, just to change the subject a little bit, when I listened to the ball game when you announced the other day, you and Matt, you did a good job.
Oh well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We had good subject matter. Porter Central was great.
Yeah, good.
But thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right. So I see there's another person who's, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. I know it's antiquated technology and infrastructure's problem, but you know what? You've got a situation where you have a lot of people who have an alarm system, and that alarm system is hardwired into the phone system. You've got to be able to find a way to redo that or to, I don't, and maybe somebody from EPT knows or somebody who's got an alarm system, maybe you know. I don't know. You know, it kind of bugs me that they're jumping at this and saying, you know, that all the areas that would be underserved if we went totally wireless, there's a lot of places in Michigan where my phone drops out. Now, you know, and that's not to say that if I had a different kind of phone that I wouldn't, it wouldn't drop out. But the one thing I am worried about is I'm worried about alarm systems and things that are hardwired in to the phone system. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Good. So, yeah, wireless alarm systems have been around a long time. In fact, they're promoted by radio hosts with your network or your radio station dropped. And I have one. It works great. It just works on Wi-Fi. And then, you know, talking about the caller that just called about, you know, visually impaired, I understand that that's difficult and everything. I had a grandmother that was visually impaired. However, with cell phone technology today, let's just say an iPhone, all you got to do is hold down the button and Siri comes up and says, what would you like? And you say, I want to call so-and-so or I need to call 911. It will automatically dial. You know, those things are developed so people that are visually impaired or even hearing impaired, they will boost and do things to help out those users. You know, the technology is designed that way.
I like the wireless idea. The problem is, what if you're in an area where you do not get Wi-Fi? What do you do?
Well, but this is the thing, right? You're looking at a problem that's now, we're going to say, okay, in four years now, we're going to sunset it. You know, 3.5 years, whatever. Well, if you look at a phone company, okay, I got 3.5 years now. I don't have to keep making improvements to a system that I don't use and I'm losing customers on, but I can put more Wi-Fi towers out there or cell towers out there. Then why wouldn't I do that?
Well, no, and that's the solution, then I'm all for it. Seriously. Although I have to tell you, it would really be nice that the more towers they put up, they look like that pine tree one over in Portage, because I know how tall it is, but it's nice looking. You know what I mean? It's not right. This big steel thing in the middle. No, I understand. No, that would be great, and that would be the solution to the issue. But saying right now, their Wi-Fi is spotty enough in a lot of areas where if you take the landline away from somebody, their alarm system isn't going to work.
And I understand, and that's why they're saying, okay, 2017, this is going to be the issue that we're going to deal with and not 2014, January 1st. You know, let's just be honest that the United States by itself for wireless service and that is light years behind countries like South Korea. South Korea gets like 150 megabytes per second download without any issue. Now, how come they can do it over there, but we can't seem to figure out how to do it over here?
That's a good question.
Anyone in Korea owns a landline. Everything's voice over IP or digital.
Is it the size of the country, maybe?
Well, it may be part of it, but they also decide that they're going to put the infrastructure in place to do it, and companies are willing to do it because they have competition and competitors.
Oh, no, and I would love that. That would be great. No, seriously, that would be awesome. I would love that. I mean, if we could get more towers up or more coverage so that it basically blankets, you know, say, take the state of Michigan, for instance, that there are no dead spots anywhere, that you've got overlap all over the place, and I'm guessing it wouldn't take that many more towers because of where, you know, I've seen maps of Michigan, like with Verizon and with Sprint and with T-Mobile, and there are pockets, but there are very few pockets where you have an out-and-out large area where, you know, there's no coverage. But, yeah, I don't have any problem with that, and that was my major complaint. I did not I didn't know that they made wireless alarm systems, which is really cool.
Right. That's, so you generate more wireless customers, and guess what? Now you put pressure on companies like Comcast, who has a monopoly on internet broadband service, because if I can get it wireless, I don't have any lines coming in my house, and I can take that wherever I want.
I like the way Jerry thinks. This is good. Well, thanks for the info, man. I appreciate it very much. I didn't,
no,
honestly did not know that they didn't have those. Well, if they do, I have a good day, Jerry. I appreciate it. I haven't heard from Jerry in a long time. I did not know they existed. And if they do, then that's cool. Then let's get the infrastructure in, and boom, 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 we'll go.
Yeah.
And if it's 2017, okay, 2017, then we've got what, 4 years? Is that enough to put up enough towers?
Possibly.
And they really ought to look like that tree.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
That is a really cool, you know, look like the tree, man. That's you know, I know it's like 400 feet higher than every other tree. I don't care. It looks cool. But if that's the way it goes, then that's fine. And by the time, and, you know, Jerry does have a point, by the time we get to 4 years, the technology is going to be such that where it might be more advantageous for people who are disabled or who, you know, have an issue, where they're going to make phones that will suit their needs. You know, that's the thing. But the big thing is right now, there's right now as it stands, we don't have the infrastructure, as Jay, like, you know, Jerry was mentioning.
No.
Where you can do this kind of thing. 2017, yeah, I could see that. The way we whip through technology.
Yeah.
It might happen. And so I guess I should have considered that. But yeah, it still aggravates me a little bit.
And there was a caller who said that they have a freeze alarm up on their place in the UP. Mm-hmm. And they don't get any cell service up there. So they need the landline to let them know that that goes off.
There you go. So... All right, we'll finish up the trifecta for this Monday. Coming up next, 590 WKZO.
Some lawmakers in Washington are taking a long...
WKZO, getting ready to wrap up the Monday edition of the trifecta. It's Michael, it's Jim. Roger will be back tomorrow, we hope. Not under the influence of gas. So, you know how it is. You keeping track of this, what's going on with this mayor in Toronto?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, boy. He says, he's like Popeye. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Yeah, but what if they don't like you anymore?
Then they'll get rid of you.
Well, and that's just it. They're talking about, you know, taking away some more powers. And, you know, he's saying, look, there's no phoniness. I am who I am, and this is what you get. And, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Can we let the electorate take care of this issue when it comes up again, or is he in office for too long? I mean, don't they have recall up there?
I'm wondering.
Can you recall somebody up there? I haven't heard anything about an effort being mounted to recall. Now, I know that the council's trying to take more powers away from him, and he's going to have his own reality show up there. Like his life isn't a reality show? Wow. You know, it's amazing. Both sides are just throwing mud. You know, the newspaper says some stuff about him, and he says it's all lies. You know, they don't like him because he beat their candidate in the election. So, you know, it's like, you know, come on, guys. You know, let's So let's transplant this doof into the United States. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use Kalamazoo for an example. Why? Because we live here. Okay. All right. If we had a mayor that pulled this kind of stuff, okay, how long would it be before he or she would be an ex-mayor?
Maybe a month or so.
You think? Maybe? I would imagine that if there was no way to knock that person out of office, that the recall effort would be underway, like, right now, big time. Maybe that's the difference between Canada and the United States. I don't know. But this the simple fact of the matter is, if this stuff happens in the United States, this guy is gone. I mean, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know if they can impeach him. I don't know if they can get if the guidelines are there. It sounds to me like the Toronto City Council doesn't have any way to get rid of him.
Yeah, from what I
don't you think maybe that's something you ought to put in your city's constitution?
I would think so.
That you have a chance to that you have the opportunity to remove a public figure if they're doing like stuff like this?
Yeah, from what I just read online, it doesn't look like they can recall him at all.
Yeah, it's amazing. So what do? You wait till the next election and you vote him out?
I guess.
He's got his supporters. That's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that love this guy. Oh, he's just being honest. He's smoking crack, okay? That in itself is a bad personal decision.
Yeah.
Okay?
I wouldn't want a mayor who did that.
Ooh. There are people that get ticked off at mayors who might get a DUI. Or you know, that go out and carouse. Or that don't act mayoral or whatever. I don't know how you do that. But still, this guy's, man, he's, wow. I'm amazed.
He sounds out of control.
A little. And he's trying to defend himself at every turn. I mean, seriously. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get. Look, Mayor Ford, I'm telling you. And then the Ford Motor Company went after him because he was doing some stuff that he wasn't supposed to be doing. That it was kind of resembling their logo, for what it's worth. The guy's not a breath of fresh air. He really isn't. I mean, his honesty level may be high for whatever reason, but think about what he's admitting to be honest. I mean, he's admitting to doing all this stuff. Oh, well. That's going to do it for the trifecta. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome,
Appreciate
Jim.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, 5 o'clock afternoon news. Roger will be back tomorrow. I'll be back 6 o'clock tomorrow morning with Tim and Andrew at Kalamazoo's Morning News. Have a wonderful evening. Keep it tuned to 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.